USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday travel numbers are starting to be on par with the pre-pandemic record of 2019. That's according to AAA, which estimates more than 109 million Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week. From December 23rd to January 2nd, more than 100 million are expected to drive despite high gas prices. A Baltimore police officer is in critical condition after being targeted in an ambush-style shooting on Wednesday night. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott saying the gunman's arrest will send a message to others who believe they can disregard laws in the city.
We will not allow folks to just think that they can take out anybody in our city, and especially when you're talking about people who go out to protect us each and every day.
The officer is getting life-saving surgery. No suspects have been named in the shooting. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Haitian kidnappers released the remaining 12 missionary hostages who were abducted 2 months ago. That's according to the U.S. missionary group and a Haitian police spokesman. Five others were freed in recent weeks. Former McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook agreed to return compensation now valued at more than $105 million to resolve a legal dispute related to his dismissal as head of the burger chain. The settlement, which allows McDonald's to move past a scandal that has weighed on it for more than 2 years, also includes an apology from Mr. Easterbrook. President Biden has signed a measure raising the federal debt limit and averting a default crisis. The bill raises the debt ceiling by $2.5 trillion into 2023. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen had warned of catastrophic economic consequences if the government were to default on its debt obligations this month. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Democrats are turning their attention to voting rights after a self-imposed deadline on a social spending bill will not be met.
President Biden's social spending bill, Build Back Better, has lost its momentum. Now Democrats want to turn their attention to federalizing elections in America. Democrat Congressman Jake Auchincloss on MSNBC.
I've only been in Congress for a year, but even in this last year, I have seen that no legislation is ever fully done until it's on the president's desk, nor is it fully dead when you've got somebody like Nancy Pelosi in charge in the House or our Senate colleagues working on it in the Senate. So it's not dead. It's clearly stalled. Senator Manchin has been clear for the last several months that he has grave concerns about the bill. So there's no surprises there. He's still working on it with the president, I think in good faith negotiations. But it cannot be an obstruction to passing voting rights before the new year.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A black soldier who died rescuing fellow soldiers while serving in Iraq will soon be honored as the first African-American Medal of Honor recipient in the post-9/11 War on Terror. Sergeant First Class Alwin Kashi passed away after rescuing other soldiers from a burning vehicle in a 2005 firefight. President Biden will also posthumously honor Army Ranger Christopher Sellett, who was killed during a firefight in Afghanistan in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.